the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our friends down in Tampa at the Republican convention were more than happy to talk about everything they think is wrong with America. But they didn't have much to say about how they'd make it right. They want your vote, but they don't want you to know their plan. And that's because all they have to offer is the same prescriptions they've had for the last 30 years. Have a surplus? Try a tax cut. Deficit too high? Try another. Feel a cold coming on? Take two tax cuts, roll back some regulations, and call us in the morning.
Here's President Obama taking aim at the GOP as he accepts the nomination to run again for four more years. Do you want four more years? Part of the question and answer period here in the Talk Radio Review. This is a way every week for us to put together the items of interest from number one to number 10, the hot hits in Talk Radio. And you can imagine the Democratic National Convention, presidential race are the top two items this week in the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. As for the next hour, we go over the things that were on the top of the heap for the week ending Friday, the 7th of September, first week. Wow, that's an amazing reality in itself, isn't it, huh? The first week of September. So let's go through the rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com. The 11th anniversary of September 11th, number 10, a beginning of the NFL season and sports talk radio, number 9, a study on organic versus non-organic food. It's actually a compilation of studies, number 8, number 7, the situation in Egypt, number 6, the Arizona immigration ruling, number 5 has to do with what's going on in Iran and Syria, number 4, still rising gas prices, number 3, the controversy over the SEAL Team 6 book, number 2, the presidential race, and the convention, number 1. Let's go back to President Obama outlining what he says he'll do, remembering what he said he was going to do 4 years ago.
I've cut taxes for those who need it. Middle-class families, small businesses. But I don't believe that another round of tax breaks for millionaires will bring good jobs to our shores or pay down our deficit. I don't believe that firing teachers or kicking students off financial aid will grow the economy or help us compete with the scientists and engineers coming out of China. After all we've been through, I don't believe that rolling back regulations on Wall Street will help the small businesswoman expand or the laid-off construction worker keep his home. We have been there. We've tried that, and we're not going back. We are moving forward, America. Now, I won't pretend the path I'm offering is quick or easy. I never have. You didn't elect me to tell you what you wanted to hear. You elected me to tell you the truth. And the truth is, it will take more than a few years for us to solve challenges that have built up over decades. It'll require common effort and shared responsibility and the kind of bold, persistent experimentation that Franklin Roosevelt pursued during the only crisis worse than this one. And by the way, those of us who carry on his party's legacy should remember that not every problem can be remedied with another government program or dictate from Washington. But know this, America, our problems can be solved. Our challenges can be met. The path we offer may be harder, but it leads to a better place. And I'm asking you to choose that future. I'm asking you to rally around a set of goals for your country. Goals in manufacturing, energy, education, national security, and the deficit. Real, achievable plans that will lead to new jobs, more opportunity, and rebuild this economy on a stronger foundation. That's what we can do in the next 4 years, and that is why I'm running for a second term as President of the United States.
800-510-8255. Here is the president talking about health care.
I refuse to ask middle-class families to give up their deductions for owning a home or raising their kids just to pay for another millionaire's tax cut. refuse to ask students to pay more for college or kick children out of Head Start programs to eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans who are poor and elderly or disabled. Also, those with the most can pay less. I'm not going along with that. And I will never turn Medicare into a voucher. No American should ever have to spend their golden years at the mercy of insurance companies. They should retire with the care and the dignity that they have earned. Yes, we will reform and strengthen Medicare for the long haul, but we'll do it by reducing the cost of health care, not by asking seniors to pay thousands of dollars more. And we will keep the promise of Social Security by taking the responsible steps to strengthen it, not by turning it over to Wall Street. This is the choice we now face. This is what the election comes down to. Over and over, we've been told by our opponents that bigger tax cuts and fewer regulations are the only way. But since government can't do everything, it should do almost nothing. If you can't afford health insurance, hope that you don't get sick. If a company releases toxic pollution into the air your children breathe, well, that's the price of progress. If you can't afford to start a business or go to college, take my opponent's advice and borrow money from your parents. You know what? That's not who we are. That's not what this country's about.
It may not be what it's about for you, but it may be what it's about for others. What did you think of the Obama speech? We'll quickly go through any calls that you may have about this week's events, a couple of quick talk host references, and we move on because there are 10 items altogether. We want to touch base with you on all of them so that you have a sense of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
You perhaps watched the convention on television or listened to it on the radio. Now we're recapping it as part of our overview of the hot hits in talk radio from this week. And now, having heard from the president accepting, let's get a couple of spins from radio talk hosts who are on the air during and after the DNC. Here's Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor, actually, talking to callers about one of the big speeches.
James in North Austin, good morning.
I always listen to Clinton, it just makes me sick because he always tries to take credit for how the economy did while he was president. And if you look back at the time and when that was going on, that's really when the computer came full circle and became, not full circle, but became popular. Yeah. And it was the high-tech industry that took off and all the people that support high-tech that made the economy boom.
Interesting.
Had nothing to do with Clinton.
That's true. In 92, yeah. How many of us had a home computer? But yeah. By the end of his term, pretty much all of us did.
Yeah, he went on to say that President Barack Obama inherited a much weaker economy than he did when he took office in 93. He went on to say no president could have repaired the damage in just 4 years. He said, quote, but conditions are improving. And if you renew the president's contract, you will feel it eventually.
Oh, he also
one thing else, too. If you read, there's an article in Forbes magazine that yesterday that came out saying that GM is about to go bankrupt again.
Yes.
And they accidentally forgot to leave that out after the auto guy was there on the news.
Ed is in Liberty Hill.
Well, number one, Billy Clinton didn't sound very healthy.
No.
It sounded like he is post-stroke, you know?
Well, absolutely.
Well, your last caller was commenting on Bill Clinton and the Internet, but wasn't that Al Gore?
Oh, that's true.
Ba-dum-dum.
Yeah.
Don't forget, John.
Thank
your waitress.
Thank you, Ed. Pete is on Highway 71.
Gosh, you know, when you look back, when the president ran for office, it was pretty evident that we needed to move in a different direction. Everybody embraced his hope and change. And at the time, there was also the blame game going on of President Bush. Well, history shows us that blame on President Bush and others and the Republicans has lasted almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the statistics have come out, the unemployment, the national debt, Obama's debt, his next budget deficit of another trillion, it's not working. And so suddenly the Democratic Committee has come out and said, we have to find something else. And guess what it is? And now it's called the excuse card. The excuse card is, hey, I'm not getting it done. And because I'm not getting it done, I need more time. Now, there's not a business in this country that would go out of their way to hire somebody for a competent salary to say, look, can you turn this around? And we're going to give you 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this time has passed. And not only do we play the race card, we play the blame game card. No president has ever blamed his predecessor like this guy. No president has ever shucked responsibility. But yet now, it's an excuse. We need an excuse, and the excuse is we need more time.
Yeah.
Because we failed.
800-510-8255. Also interesting, when you look at the fact-check department, the president says we'll use the money we save on the war to rebuild highways and stuff. The war was financed by borrowed money. How are you going to do that? Just a question to be thinking about. As we'll move on to number two, a sort of conglomeration of reports on the presidential race itself as we continue here on The Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with the countdown and the top 10 this week. On the countdown, number 2, as we move toward number 10, has to do with the overall picture, the Republicans versus the Democrats presidential race. Mitt Romney in the focus now as Sean Casey on his program talks to Michael Reagan about what Reagan thinks Romney has to do.
The Romney-Ryan ticket are taking the playbook out of the Reagan strategy, and that is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And your father had great success with that, but something else I think your father did that I'm not really getting yet from Romney-Ryan, and that is he also gave you a reason to be confident and believe in America and want to vote for him. It wasn't just the other guy was bad and Jimmy Carter, but he also had a pretty good plan and he instilled that confidence. Are you getting that from Governor Romney yet?
Well, that's what he's going to have to do. I understand exactly what you're saying. People are going to have to feel comfortable to be able to vote for him as they felt comfortable to be able to vote for my father, to bring those crossover people, those Reagan Democrats, if you will, to the table, and to feel comfortable voting for Ronald Reagan or comfortable voting for, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan at this point in time, and give them a reason. And say, listen, I've got a plan. We're going to get this. We're going to get out of here and feel positive about it. Have people feel positive. Listen to, I thought he was still speaking when I woke up this morning. And I thought to myself, as he was talking about, they need more time. I thought, wait a minute. What was the economy when my dad took over? I said, he did it in less than 3 years.
That's an excellent point because he said none of his predecessors would be able to turn this economy around that Obama got handed in 4 years. And if you go back and you look in 83 going into 84, you could really see the recovery had clearly begun under President Reagan.
Oh, absolutely right. I mean, look what happened to the polls before, 83, where the polls were with my father, and then going into 84, where they were with my father, because the economy did make that turn, make that switch, and that's why it was Morning in America. And look what the economy was, double-digit inflation, double-digit unemployment, double-digit this, double-digit that, and he did it in less time. And so for Bill Clinton to say last night, nobody has done it quicker, wait a minute. There was a Republican did quicker way back in 1980 when he took over from Jimmy Carter.
800-510-8255. Here's host Bob Clark talking about Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson.
Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, who is the Libertarian Party's nominee for president, he wants in. He wants to crash the party and be a part of those debates coming up in October. He has sent a letter to the Commission on Presidential Debates, which basically lays out the rules for these debates and puts them together every year, the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates. Gary Johnson is going to be on, by the time it's all said and done, will be on all 50, the ballot on all 50 states. He's already on enough states to mathematically be able to get the 270 electoral votes necessary to win the presidency. And that's the point he is making. He's not hitting the 15% threshold in the national polls because most of the polls don't even include Gary Johnson or any other third party. It's all about Mitt Romney and President Obama. And he's saying that shouldn't be the standard. It should be, do you mathematically, does a third party candidate mathematically have an opportunity to become the next president of the United States? Are they on enough ballots? Will that candidate be on all 50 ballots by the time it's all said and done? That's the standard that Gary Johnson says should be used when deciding who is going to be a part of the debates and who will not be a part of the debates coming up this time around in October.
800-510-8255. So what about Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson? What about a third party? What about the stranglehold the Republicans and Democrats have on the process? Certainly worth discussing, isn't it? So maybe that'll be part of the discussion as we move forward, but we have to move into number three. That's up next on the countdown.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school.
Change in fungible items.
But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
$5.99 carry out pizza deal. So amazing, we can't even talk about it on the air.
Sure we can. It's our large, inspired pizza with any two toppings for just $5.99.
It's a price so low, we can't even say it out loud.
I just did. It's $5.99.
We're not even allowed to think about this limited time offer.
Is this how you really talk?
Yes.
Backed by popular demand, it's Domino's $5.99 carry out pizza deal. This week only, get a large pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Now through September 9th, only at Domino's.
Carry out only. Deep dish may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visit.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Year tradition. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show, which is in fact an overview of the top 10 items determined by the folks at talkers.com. Started all of this, and it's like, if you're new to the program, it's like a music countdown show, except it takes into consideration what the 10 top topics of the week have been. And we're at number three, the SEAL Team 6 book and what it has meant to you, and whether or not you're interested in reading it. It comes out September 11th. Here's host Mark Amazon talking to legal expert Thaddeus Hoffmeister about the book and the legal issues involved.
Have you read No Easy Day, the factual account of the Navy SEAL's killing of Osama bin Laden?
Not yet.
You have not read it cover to cover yet?
No, not yet.
But the book is out there, right? People can get this.
You can even get it on a military base. You can get it even there.
All right, so you can get it on military base.
You can get it online, you can get it anywhere.
All right, so this book is out there every place. Mm-hmm. What do you know about the author, one Mark Bissonnette, writing under the pseudonym of Mark with a K, Owen?
Well, as I understand it from the reports that I've read, that he was part of the team that went and attempted to, who successfully killed Osama bin Laden. He was a member of that team. He had prior experience with SEAL Team 6. That's probably the highest upper echelon of special forces. He served in the military. Now he is now a civilian, and he's written this book about the raid on Osama bin Laden's domicile and his subsequent death in.
All right, that's every once in a while I have to do a little editing because I think there isn't anything in there that you haven't heard already. There are a lot of great conversations about the SEAL Team 6 book, and many of you have heard them, and maybe you've made up your own mind whether this guy's a traitor or not, or he should be prosecuted or not. But the information that's in the book, so far, in the reports that you see, you really can't get the book yet. There are bits and pieces of it around and excerpts that are supposedly from the book. At any rate, it has been a big controversy this week and probably will continue to be that way for a couple of more. Let's move on to the price you're paying for gasoline. Here is radio host Garland Robinette talking to oil industry analyst Kirk McCauley about the number four issue this week on the countdown.
Let's just use this as a hypothetical. We got Cushing, Oklahoma, oil storage, where Wall Street, hedge funds, oil speculators, stock buyers are storing oil, not necessarily to move it, but to own it at one price, sell it at another. They see Isaac coming. All the models say it's going to stop the oil rigs in the Gulf, can stop the refineries. What do they do?
Well, they put it on the market then, and plan on making a lot of money with it. I mean, theoretically, they could lose, but as supply goes down, price goes up. And as the platforms start to shut down and go idle, what he's holding becomes more and more.
And are they gouging us?
You know, I can't answer that question, but truthfully, I'm not intelligent enough
but
to know that part of the market works.
They're in the market, right? The market.
They're in the market.
The world, because oil is fungible. Everything's in one big barrel. It doesn't come from Shell. It doesn't come from Timbuktu. It's all in one big barrel. The world says, because of the hurricane coming, we're going to have less oil. It's going to go up, say, hypothetically, $2 a barrel. That guy sells it at $2 a barrel, makes a lot of money, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
It's
what
different than any other commodity.
All right. What happens then? It goes to the pipeline you're talking about, and who picks it up?
And it's shipped to the terminal, either by pipeline or by barge, and then from there, from the terminals, your suppliers, jobbers, distributors, well, they go by different names, but jobbers, or oil companies pick it up and take it to their lease or under contract outlets to sell the gasoline.
All right, so I've got service station in New Orleans X, and I got an 18-wheeler coming in from whoever that just bought it on the market, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And I need to fill up my tank. What happens?
Well, you better have right now about $30,000 in your pocket to buy it to start with. That's about 9,000 gallons of gasoline, and anywhere between 88 and 9,000. And then you put your markup on it. But the thing is we're the only retailers in the world that I know has to put a price on the street. So the competition alone keeps that margin about the same as it is all the time. Whether the price is wholesale is high or the price of wholesale is low, the margin stays about the same.
All right, so who got anything out of that? Am I being too critical? All right, anyways, so we all know we're frustrated and angered, and I'm not sure we believe any of that from the guy who says, oh, I don't really know. He's an oil industry analyst. He says, I don't really know. 800-510-8255, you know in your gut why you're paying more, right? It's the gouging. These guys take full advantage of every opportunity to give it the once-over, not-so-lightly treatment. That's number four, the price of gasoline on the countdown this week. Number five, what's going on in Syria and Iran. Here's host Matt Patrick with former Assistant Secretary of Defense Tory Clark and activist I.M. Tibby about Houston journalist Austin Tice, who disappeared while covering the war in Syria.
He tweeted, apparently back on August 11th, that he was spending his birthday listening to Taylor Swift and drinking whiskey at a pool party with the Free Syrian Army. He has since disappeared. That's rather strange.
Well, it's a dangerous part of the world right now, and I think people, including Austin Tice, knew that bad things can happen. So it's just not that unusual. You go back hundreds of years, often people who aren't aligned with a particular government or a particular army decide to get involved or decide to be a part of something, and it doesn't always go perfectly.
Do you think it's because in America, many times young people, Mr. Tice is 31 years old, I still consider him young,
right.
Young people have these visions that they're going to get involved in these internal struggles of countries that rather unfamiliar with, and once they get over there, it is a much different situation than they may have, imagined.
Sometimes that's the case. Remember the hikers who
sure.
got caught up in Iran a few years ago? I think they had no clue what they were getting into. But I've read some of his postings over the last few months, including, I think, maybe one of the last ones, in which he seemed very, very well aware of the dangers and thought that was part of what he was doing. He seemed not, I don't know if comfortable is the right word, but he seemed very aware of the dangers.
Iham, you are an organizer of protests. Do you feel that the State Department is not doing enough to track down Mr. Tice?
I'm not really sure what they're doing behind closed doors. I hope they're doing the right thing and trying to put as much pressure as possible to free Mr. Tice. So I'm not aware of that, and I cannot really comment. I hope they are doing the right thing.
You are more concerned with freeing Syria.
I'm concerned with both. Actually, I'm a proud Syrian American, and I believe that we should put more pressure to get involved in Syria. And the involvement I'm talking about is not soldiers on the ground. It's not even a war. It's a no-flying zone. And at the same time, I'm very concerned about our hometown hero, Tarsi. He's from Houston. I'm from Houston, and we are very concerned about him and his return safety. I'm aware of this government. This government is a brutal government, has no respect to human life whatsoever.
All right. So I'm a little frustrated because we're not learning a whole lot about what some of these issues are. But and I'm not the one who picks the hosts and the input here. But let's hope we get some more out of this excerpt from a show hosted by Rob Stevens. Here he talks about Iran aiding Syria. This sounds pretty interesting and compelling. Apparently, Iran is helping Syria, but somehow or other, Iraq is involved.
Iran is supplying Syrian military via Iraqi airspace. You want to hear the disregard we are held in? Iran has resumed, the New York Times, Iran has resumed shipping military equipment to Syria over Iraqi airspace in a new effort to bolster the embattled government of President Bashar al-Assad of Syria. The Obama administration pressed Iraq to shut down the air corridor, raised the issue with Iran's prime minister. But Iran doubled down in supporting the Syrian leader. The flights started up again in July to the frustration of American officials, who seemed to be incredibly impotent, have continued ever since. You got Prime Minister Maliki's tolerance of Iran's use of Iraqi airspace suggests the limits of the Obama administration's influence in Iraq. It seems that President Obama's desire to dialogue with the Iraqis, and with the Iranians, and with the Russians, and with the Chinese, not working out so good. Putin snubs him. Secretary of State Clinton is getting a very hard time right now on her China trip. And clearly, we cannot speak to the government that we enabled into power. We cannot convince them not to use their airspace, or not to grant their airspace to Iran, when Iran is flying equipment to ostensibly our enemy.
All right. So there's a point made there that is a point to think about. How many of you knew that the Iranians were flying over Iraq to get to Syria? That's an interesting point. And I'm betting a lot of people didn't know about it. So there's some information that you didn't have. Perhaps as we keep going through the items of interest from the world of News Talk Radio this week, up to number six, the immigration ruling, how things in Arizona actually have been affected by some pieces of the law that are being enacted. Bill Handel, radio host, talks about that in a minute here on The Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait.
For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com about any of the issues that come forth as we review each week at this time the 10 hot hits in talk radio. And certainly this discussion about Arizona's immigration law, which is now in effect, is pretty stimulating. And always count on a good show from Bill Handel.
U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton cleared the way in Arizona for the cops to carry out the immigration law, which means that cops can now question the immigration status of those they suspect are in the country illegally. Now, they just can't arbitrarily do that and say, hey, you over there, come over here and I want to see your papers. It has to be a legitimate stop. It has to be a traffic ticket. It has to be an arrest. And so, and during the course of that, it's show me your papers. I want to see your ID. I'm questioning whether you are here in the United States legally. And, of course, the opponents of that are going to berserk civil rights, and how dare you do that, and it's going to be racial profiling. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know who doesn't racially profile. The reality is cops, law enforcement people, racially profile. I wish we just admit that, as opposed to pretending that it doesn't happen and then somehow saying, no, we're not doing it. So here's why the court did what it did. And this is the big one. This is the big kahuna of the Arizona law, of the Arizona law that was signed by Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, and that is stopping people and asking for proof of legal residency. Now, what does that mean? Well, driver's licenses would do it, probably. Certain a visa would do it. So what would make a cop suspect? Okay, how does a cop legitimately try to figure out who's a suspect or not? Well, what is the first thing a cop does when a cop stops you? For a traffic ticket, for jaywalking, for example, which I've gotten in the past? Let me see your ID. Let me see your driver's license. It's the law that you have one. You've got to have the ID, whether it's a driver's license or an ID card that is given you by the state. It doesn't matter. You have to have it. You don't have one. I don't have one. Isn't that an immediate suspicion? You don't have one. You have to have one. Okay, now we're talking about suspicion that you are here illegally.
800-510-8255 on the countdown for thoughts about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that we're talking about. And speaking of that, the list of people always comes out. The folks at Talkers.com, in addition to running through the top stories, the topics, the top 10 of the week, have the top 10 people that make it into the focus. And at number 10 this week, Joe Biden. Mrs. Clinton is at number 9. Mrs. Romney at number 8. Paul Ryan is at 7. Sandra Fluke at 6. Julian Castro at 5. Michelle Obama is 4. Bill Clinton is 3. Mitt Romney is 2. And Barack Obama is number 1. The interesting thing about that, Bill Clinton at number 3 outdid Michelle Obama at the event. The event, isn't that the event? It was the Democratic National Convention. People love that guy. The ratings for the night he was on were better than the football ratings, which is saying something, right? 51 past the hour. More from our countdown in a moment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, 800-510-8255. Number seven is Egypt. We've had enough discussion, I think, about what's going on in the Middle East. The $1 billion Obama administration wants to support the Muslim Brotherhood, or at least the new government of Egypt, with a $1 billion bonus to keep China from having too much influence there. So that's a discussion topic. Number eight, though, is something that affects you probably more than anything else. The discussion of organic food and its value versus non-organic food. Here's host Phil Ciancola talking about this study, which is a study of a bunch of studies that claims that organic food isn't as nutritious as one might have you think.
I know there are those of you who are very into organic. You got to have organic when you go to the grocery store. Patient after patient asks, is eating organic food, which usually costs more, let's be honest about it, is doing that actually better for you health-wise? Well, unsure of the answer to that, Stanford University's doctors dug through the reams of research to look into all that, and they've concluded there is very little evidence that going organic is much healthier, citing only a few differences involving pesticides and antibiotics. Not really that big a difference. Eating organic fruits and vegetables could lower exposure to pesticides, sure, including for children, but the amount measured from conventionally grown produce was still within safety limits. Nor did the organic foods prove more nutritious, which I always kind of wondered about, too. I was absolutely surprised, says Dr. Dina Bravada, senior research affiliate at Stanford, longtime internist who started the analysis because so many of her patients kept asking, should they switch? Should they go organic? What is their benefit? Bravada stressed there are many reasons why someone might choose organic foods over conventional foods, from environmental concerns to taste preferences, which I don't know anything about this, but that seems like a stretch, doesn't it? If I put two apples in front of you and one was organic and one wasn't, would you know the difference? I don't think there is one.
Yeah, well, you would. Yeah, actually, there is when it comes to apples. All right, sir, thank you for that. Number nine, the discussion of the new NFL season and the passing of Art Modell, the former owner of the Baltimore Ravens. Just an overview here. Here's host Ann Kramer talking to John Moog, chairman of the Maryland Stadium Authority, when Art Modell brought the Cleveland team to Baltimore.
How do you think that Art should be remembered? I mean, so many people just embracing the fact that we got a team back.
Yeah. You know, it's so much more than that. I mean, Art was a big and generous man in all the late senses. His imprint on the National Football League is immeasurable. His imprint on this town is immeasurable. And this is a very, very well-loved man here. And I'm sad that perhaps that sentiment will not be shared in Cleveland, where he gave so much and tried so hard to stay there. Look, when I first tried to reach out to Art, he refused to talk. He was committed to stay in Cleveland. And circumstances there finally became untenable. And they had built a new baseball stadium for Cleveland, but had not done anything for him. And unfortunately, we're the beneficiaries of that. But then Cleveland made out well, too. They ended up with a new stadium and a team and their name and the colors just a couple years after that. And that's more than Baltimore, of course, received after we lost the Colts.
And the number 10 item, the anticipated discussion of September 11th. Here's host Joe Galewski with attorney Brett Myers about the town of Amherst, Massachusetts, which has decided not to fly the American flag on September 11th.
It's interesting, Brett, because next Tuesday, September 11th, is also Patriots Day. What better reason to fly an American flag, huh?
Yeah, it's interesting because it's Amherst, Massachusetts, and what they have decided is that next Tuesday, September 11, 2012, they will not be flying flags from city utility poles in the downtown area, and that's got people upset. What's happened is that they have a policy where they will fly these flags on September 11th every 5 years. So the last flew in 2010, and under this policy, they will then fly again in 2015. So it seems kind of strange that they would pick an every 5 year occasion to fly flags. But that's what the city council, it's called a select council, but that's what the officials in Amherst have decided to do, and they've based their decision on what they understand to be the will of the people in Amherst.
Very interesting. That may be the most interesting story of the week, or the one you knew the least about, right? People get that whipped up, though, as much more of that discussion, I'm sure, will come up next week here on the Talk Radio Count.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightSideBend.com. That's www.BrightSideBend.com.